This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President-elect Joe Biden and sitting President Donald Trump, like millions of Americans, stayed close to home to celebrate Thanksgiving quietly on Thursday as the coronavirus pandemic raged across the United States. Appearing with his wife in a video message posted to his Twitter account, Biden said his family typically holds a large gathering on Nantucket Island, but would remain in Delaware this year with just a small group around our dinner table because of the pandemic. Republican President Trump remained in the Washington area, spending part of the morning at his Trump National Golf Club in Virginia, where he played a round of golf. In contrast to Biden, who pleaded with Americans to celebrate the holiday safely by wearing masks and socially distancing, Trump, in his Thanksgiving proclamation, urged Americans to gather for the holiday. According to Johns Hopkins University, nearly 13 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus, and more than 263,000 people in the United States have died from COVID-19. Chancellor Angela Merkel has urged Germans to remain patient with restrictions meant to slow the spread of COVID-19. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Germany embarked on a so-called wavebreaker shutdown on November the 2nd, closing restaurants, bars, sports and leisure facilities, but leaving schools, shops and hair salons open. It was initially slated to last 4 weeks, but Merkel and the country's 16 state governors agreed to extend it through to December 20th to try to push down the regional infection rates. Germany, which has 83 million people, was credited with a relatively good performance in the first phase of the pandemic and still has a lower death rate than several other European countries.